Hi, this is Andy. So far we've learned how to invite somebody to take a look at our business. We've learned the three stages of this simple inviting formula. We've learned that we need to, on the telephone, greet somebody, then invite them, then close to action, which is great and it works for many, many people. However, some people ask questions. And if we're not prepared for these questions, then there is a trap there for the unwary, for the unprepared. And I think it's really important to know the kind of questions that people will ask in advance. Now, I have been speaking to prospects for over 10 years now, and the questions that they ask are actually very, very few. In fact, there are only four essential questions that people ask. And over the next few voicemails, I'm going to explain to you what those questions are, and more importantly, give you a way of handling those questions without falling into the inbuilt traps that come along with those questions. The most frequently asked question is, what is it? Or what's it all about? Or what's the company? Or some general inquiry question. It's the what is it question. And here is a huge trap, because for the amateur, the person who's just starting, the temptation is to start going into presentation mode over the telephone. And we've already learned that we can't do a presentation over the telephone. We need to be face-to-face with somebody on a one-to-one basis to be able to present the business. If they haven't got time, we need a certain amount of time allocated to be able to present the business. And so quickly over the telephone, we cannot do it justice. So we need to avoid going into presentation mode. But by the same token, we can't evade the question. So we need to handle the question in such a way that the person realizes that we're trying to help them understand what the business is about. Now, our job, remember, is to focus on our prospect. And if we act in such a way that leads them to jump to conclusions and decide our business is something that it's not, and consequently they're not interested in it, then we are not acting in the best interests of our prospect. So we always need to be thinking about what we're doing is acting in the best interests of our prospect. So somebody says, what is it? I want to explain to them really that I can't explain it over the telephone because there's too much about it. And here's a couple of phrases that I think you'll find useful, because I find them very useful. The first is to say simply, look, I can't really do it justice over the telephone. It's a visual thing. I need to show you what it's all about at the same time as explaining it. That's why I need to get together with you. We need about 35, 40 minutes so we can sit down. I'll show you everything. I don't know if there's anything in it for you. Obviously, only you can decide that. But I think if you can see what I can see, I'm sure you'll be just as excited as I am. Did you see there that I dropped in the phrase that I talked about in the last voicemail message, the relaxer phrase, the code for, look, I'm not going to try and sell you anything phrase. We're being straightforward with them. We're explaining why we can't explain everything on the telephone. We need to get together with them, but it will be worth their while to see it. If somebody persists, they say, well, can't you tell me a bit more? Myself, I would say, look, have you ever seen a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle? If I was to give you just two pieces of a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, would you be able to tell me what the picture was? And of course they say no. And I say, well, it's a bit like that. I need to actually get together with you so I can show you the whole picture so you can understand what I'm talking about. Most people, if you explain it like that, if you use the jigsaw analogy, they will accept what you say. Then, having accepted what you say, they'll agree to come and meet with you. There are some people, though, that will be suspicious and negative. And the important thing to remember is that's about them, not about you. It's nothing about the way you're behaving. It's about the way they view the world and maybe just the mood they're in on that day. And if that's the case, here's how I handle that. I would actually park that prospect for the time being and get on and talk to somebody that is in a better frame of mind. And I would do it by saying, obviously, Jim, you need a lot more information before you come to a meeting. And that's fair enough. That's absolutely fine. It's just that to do it justice, I really don't have time to go into the detail that I would need to over the telephone. How about this? How about if I call you back next week when I've got a bit more time? I can give you all the time in the world there, and I can explain it in more detail over the telephone. How does that suit? And they will say, fine, you see, it might just be that they are harassed that day, a bit hassled. They just really haven't got any room to take any more ideas on board. And so all we're going to do is park them for the time being and get back to them next week when they may well feel in a better frame of mind. So that's all I do. All I'm looking for when I speak to somebody on the telephone is to arrange an appointment. And if it's starting to prove awkward or difficult, I park people by saying, I haven't got enough time at the moment. I'd love to go into more detail about it with you because obviously you need more information. And I'd love to be able to give you that detail, but I just can't do it at the moment. I'll call you back next week. You see, if you park somebody, you leave the conversation feeling positive about it. They feel positive about it, so you can go back to them later. But it also means you don't get bogged down into a pointless conversation, which is not going to lead anywhere. It means that you're then going to have time and the mental capacity and emotional capacity to actually make another call to somebody who may well be in a better mood and may well be more open to meeting up and getting together. So that's how to handle the what is it question. I hope you found that useful.